Vision Corner. Hello, and welcome back to Vision Corner. Today, I want to discuss communication. Now, you might be thinking, I thought you said you were a teacher of the visually impaired. Isn't it your job to work with a student's visual impairment, not their communication? Well, although by work title this may be true, in practice, it most certainly is not. Students who are visually impaired with severe multiple disabilities do and have the ability to communicate. In order for me to work with a student, I want to get to know who they are, what they like and dislike, and ultimately come up with an individualized learning program. This happens through a student's ability to communicate with me. The educational theorist Vygotsky talked about zone of proximal development. Figure out where a student is currently functioning and work with them to raise that level little by little. But in order to determine the starting learning place, something has to be in place first, a relationship. And how does that relationship get built? It is through listening and watching. It is through respect and trust. Learning comes secondary to the interpersonal relationship. This is precisely why communication is important. It's all about relationship building. Now, let me tell you, students who are visually impaired with severe multiple disabilities are often very willing to communicate by way of refusal. It is an incredibly effective strategy a lot of students use. I worked with a pre-teenager who refused to do designated learning tasks, work, or any adult-directed activity. He just walked away or physically dodged staff. This student is ambulatory. He can walk. I remember when I first met him, I watched him pace the classroom. He liked to find nooks and stood there and swung his arms around. This student's favorite thing was to go for a walk. I started my sessions with this student first by watching his walking patterns. I learned the way to communicate with this student. It was through walks. Thus, I started going on walks with him. He knew his school, and he walked with large arm swings, entering different administrative offices where he was greeted warmly. And if there was an empty chair, the student sat and swiveled in those office chairs. When he approached an outside door, the student stood in front of it because he was unable to open it. As I opened the door, the student ran. He traveled down the sidewalk and to the athletic field, where he continued to run. I ran after him. His big arm swings were accompanied with a huge smile. Fortunately, the student ran in big circles, looping back to me. In subsequent outdoor walks, I held the student's hand and ran with him. He swung his arms with his fingers interlaced with mine, laughing as we frolicked together. The student accepted me. He saw that I met him where he was at, and it was some of the best lessons I've ever had. In subsequent days, as I began to build a learning program for the student, I built upon this trust, and he was willing to sit and do learning tasks with me, albeit for short periods of time. Some days were better than others. All the while, we still ran outside together at times. This student communicated with me through walking, and I listened. The ability to listen, observe, and respect my students is what I have to offer. It is in these moments where I truly build connection with them. It is not through talking. It is through presence and respect. It is through time and patience. It is through observation. It is then that a student can begin to feel safe and allow an adult to enter their world. My students are my teachers. Thank you for tuning in to Vision Corner. Please tune in bi-monthly to Vision Corner to learn, cry, smile, and hope for the betterment of children with visual and multiple disabilities. Every child can learn. Vision Corner.